90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Local rock band In the Whale has joined me tonight, and they will start off the live set with their song, Galaxies.
To start a jet!
Coming up now is Teeth by local band In the Whale, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We'll be right back.
different this time, like Lazarus. While sitting locked through my soul, will be the last time, like Lazarus. While sitting locked through my teeth.
Three. My cocaine.
KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. We just heard Galaxy and Teeth by In the Whale. They've been in the local scene for 9 years and are known for their great live performances. You can catch them at the Downtown Artery next Friday for a good time, but right now, both members are in the studio. I've got Eric on drums. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm chilling. And then we have Nate on the guitar. He's over there in the corner.
Sorry, I was just doing a live feed thing.
No, it's okay. Nice. I respect that. Yeah. Thanks, guys, for coming in. It's been super fun having you so far. Been pretty loud, you know, granted the genre. But right off the bat, I want to talk about how, Nate, you started off with music, like, in a church scene, which is, like, very interesting, considering how not church-like your music is right now, you know?
My mom always convinced me. She's like, if you want to do music, you have to be able to sing. So I had to sing in choir.
Oh,
so I would
crazy.
Sing in the choir. I think I was the youngest person there. And, like, the next oldest or closest to my age is, like, 40s.
Mm.
And then me, like, 15. Like,
wow, that's crazy. So you were, like, the oddball out for sure.
I was always the oddball out.
True. I was going to ask because, like, I don't know. You guys seem like you have a lot of fun on tour and, like, you're a little bit rambunctious. Was there any mischief in the church days that you can remember?
Nate got kicked out of his Christian school.
Yeah. No way.
I went second grade to eighth grade and they're like, if this isn't working out. So I went to freshman year at a public school for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's deep. That's the deep end of the pool.
Right.
Once you're like little Christian kid, but I did all right, and I asked to leave that school and went to another.
Wait, why'd you have to leave? They didn't want you around.
I think my parents could see that I was hanging out with the wrong people. Like I was getting detention.
Right.
You know that Nirvana song, "On a Plane."
Yeah.
I'm on a plane. Geography teacher's like, so imagine you're on a plane. I stayed up. I'm like, oh, I'm on a plane.
You were that kid.
And then my friend who's like, I can't complain. Detention. Yeah, I was doing that kind of stupid stuff.
Yeah, I mean, at least it wasn't hurting anyone, but that seems about right.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right,
I think that's, I'll hurt myself more than I would anything else. Falling downstairs.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I don't know. And then, cool. Nate, how did you get into music? I'm assuming it wasn't through church.
Oh, are you talking to Eric?
Eric. I keep getting the names wrong. It's a real problem here.
Well, there's only two of us, and it's kind of hard, too, because it's like he replies to all the emails, but then I do all the talking.
Honestly, I'm way better when there's more people with names. It's
really?
Weird, yeah.
Weird.
But yeah, anyways.
I actually kind of got started in church, too. Well, I got started in school band, but growing up, I played in church all the time.
Really?
Yeah,
interesting.
I've said this before. You know, if you really want to learn how to play in a band, like the church worship band is like the perfect way to learn, because you like learn how to learn a song really fast, learn how to do a rehearsal, learn how to put together a set list, learn how to play with all different kinds of like people and skill sets and stuff. It's just, you know, if you can let go of the other stuff.
Right. Yeah, but if you can, like, I don't know, fit into the structure well and, like,
totally
follow the rules, then you'll do good.
I use those skills I learned in church every day, honestly. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
To this day, seriously. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, you guys, yeah.
So, yeah.
Came
I
on
mean,
time, very structured, like it.
Totally.
You know?
Well, I'll tell you what, most of the opportunities this band has had is we show up on time. Like, we opened up for Jane's Addiction, and they're like, be here at 7 or but what is it, like 9:30?
Yeah, their stage manager goes, I want you guys waiting in the wings to go on 15 minutes before you play. So we get there, 15 minutes, and he goes, I've been working for this band for 5 years, and you're the first band,
to come
first
early.
Opening to ever
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
He's like, I say that so they come 5 minutes.
That's a good point.
And guess
what?
We went on tour with them afterward because they're like, oh, get.
Right.
Because these guys care.
I know. I feel like that's like the main thing people want is just for you to be on time and like
totally.
To have your stuff together.
Well, yeah,
show that their time is worth something by respecting when you
around.
Said to be here.
Right.
Yeah. But I came up in school band, playing in marching band and symphonic band, jazz band, all that stuff. And
yeah. Cool. Yeah, but I don't know. Your Instagram, you guys have like a really good time, and your Twitter, I know you mess around with the tweet in the whale sucks.
Yeah.
Which seems a little negative, but I feel like it's like a humorous thing.
First off, we had to get it before someone else did. So I mean, we kind of painted ourselves into a corner where people say, "Yeah, In the Whale sucks," and they yell it off stage, and I'm like,
Did they really think we suck?
I can't tell anymore.
So it's you have to say before they do.
Right, right.
So you feel better. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were like trying to lower your fans' expectations.
I think at the time,
I mean, we're talking most of our 10 peers, years ago.
Yeah, most of our peers were getting donations like inthewhalerocks.com. Mm-hmm. We thought that was super lame.
Or super cool band, blah, 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 in the whale. Mm-hmm. It's like, man.
And so we're like, we're just going
to
do the
you
opposite.
You need to be humble,
that.
Right?
Well, yeah. Sit down.
It's not
humble.
About humbling ourselves. It's about making fun of those other bands.
Right. Cool. And I was going to, and you also like, on your Twitter, you tweet a lot like, we're a good band and we're going to be successful, which is kind of like the opposite. Yeah, yeah. So like, there's some pessimism and there's some optimism.
There you go. Exactly.
On.
You got it.
You have to remember that at the same point. It's like, man, all these big bands like us. Why? We're a good band. We got
to
be.
Right. You have to remember that you're actually good. True.
Yeah. There have been times where like, we'll be like, we sold how much in merchandise? That's a lot. I'm like, well, maybe we're just good and people like us and want to buy
Whoa,
our stuff.
Whoa, what a concept.
That's weird.
and I feel like this is like a little bit random, but I feel like humor and optimism are like something you need. Especially for you, Nate, like, because I know you work at like a funeral home. Is that right?
Yeah, I grew up in a so at 15, I started working at a funeral home with my grandparents. They owned one and then went to college. And then when the economy was really bad, so we as a band moved from Greeley, Colorado down to Denver and I couldn't find a job to save my life. It was the hardest thing. And I'm like, well, what's the one thing that always is hiring?
Yeah. I'm like, funeral home, because nobody wants funeral to do that.
No one wants to do it. Right. I just happened to be skill set enough to do that. So I worked for the Denver County coroner. I was their homicide guy. I'd go and show up at weird times and pick up people that had been deceased. And same thing with the mortuary, just kind of like in that world.
Yeah,
you have to have that optimism.
Yeah, right. You know? I know, especially to like get through doing that kind of thing every day, like for a long time. You know?
Yeah, I would say I think we had such a high turnover rate with people that were like, "Oh, I'm really cool. 6 feet under is so cool," and like murders are cool, and like they're like, "I wear goth makeup.
I'm a goth."
And you're like, I see this on a daily basis.
They last like a year, and I've been like my whole life. I was like, I'm happy and feel good about my life. Yeah. I have a casket in my living room. Sure. But
as a coffee table, that's quite a statement.
Yeah, sure. I have a casket in my
Most people don't notice. They just think it's a regular coffee
table.
Yeah, when we lived together, we had this casket, and it was just like, people were like, is this a casket?
What made you put the casket in your living room? Like, what made
we needed a coffee table.
And you're just like, here's a casket. I'm going to put
Let me tell you something.
That's really hardcore.
One of the first years we moved to Denver, we had like a Friendsgiving thing at our house, and it was like 13, 15 people or so. And Nate brought out an embalming table that he had. Just put a tablecloth over it. It was perfect. Big enough for 15 people.
That's crazy.
And no one noticed. No one said anything.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. and then last question before we get on the music. This is a little dark, I guess. But job, did that change your life? Did you think like, oh, I need to be more cautious with my own life? Or did you think like, oh, I need to live my life up more to the fullest? Like seeing that kind of thing every day.
I always say that there's once a year that I'll have like a reality check where it's like, oh my gosh, I could die.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like picking up somebody that has died that's my age. Like they have the same birthday. It's like just kind of like a weird gravity feels heavier. Then, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't last. It's usually fleeting because it's like, it's inevitable if you think, what do you think you're going to do? Live forever?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're
probably
desensitized to it a little bit just by seeing it every day.
Probably.
But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't watch horror movies. Like that was a thing. Like I've like...
You can't watch horror movies anymore because of...
My life's a horror story. Why do I want to watch...
That's a good point.
Why do I want somebody get hacked in pieces with a chainsaw when it's like...
When that's like a real thing.
A guy pitched to death between two cars. I really don't need to see that.
Right. Okay. Well, on that note.
I'm a happy guy.
I'm glad that, that's like great. That crisis only happens once a year. Right, I feel like that's healthy, you know?
Now let's do the next two songs. One's about bullying, and then the other one is about how people are poisonous.
Dude, I love the positivity we're bringing to the airwaves today. Yeah. The next song coming up right now is called Deep End by local band In the Whale.
Now you wonder!
In the Whale is on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. And the next song coming up is called Fire from their latest album, Dopamine. KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by In the Whale. The first was Deep End, and the second was Fire. And both of those songs are from their latest album, Dopamine, which I want to talk about a little bit. First of all, artwork is killing it. 10 out of 10. It's really styling. Whose idea was it for that? I know that's like kind of a dumb question, but like, I don't know.
We saw this artist while traveling around the United States that was kind of circling our band. Like, we'd come to the shows and stuff, and we kind of just happenstance started following her, and she takes photos of dying flowers and like really kind of like hyper exposed in a way. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, to me, it touched me. And I think Eric and I were just like, this is a cool idea. Just do like flowers.
It's beautiful. Yeah. the lyrical content, dopamine, is about, it's like the chemical that reinforces good or bad feelings. It sort of encompasses the whole lyrical content of the album. So we thought, yeah, a photo of wilting flowers was kind of the perfect sort of representation of all that.
Because it's like a good thing that's dying. Is that kind of the meaning behind it?
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
True. I was going to ask if the flowers were symbolic, because I don't know. I feel like flowers are just symbolic in poetry a lot, and music is kind of poetry, you know? But yeah. Is there any, like, deeper meaning with the flowers?
I mean, just the both the ends of the life cycle of a flower, you know, it's as soon as you cut it, it's dying, right? Mm-hmm. And what is its pleasure is just brings you some happy or sad. And even when it's passing, it's still beautiful in a way, you know? So, like Eric was saying, the lyrical content matching with the kind of the idea of, like, not just the beginning, but the end of it. There's some beauty there. I mean, you can't heal unless you realize what's happening.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Awesome. That's cool that you, like, incorporated the meaning into the artwork as well.
Deep.
Yeah, you guys are deep. Whoa, imagine that. And I want to talk about kind of, like, the sonical influences on the album, because I know Slow Drive, did you guys, like, you referenced Charlie Brown in that track, or was that a different cartoon?
Oh,
I know there was, like, some kind of cartoon
I'm
reference.
Trying to think of the lyrics right now, because I know.
It was about, like, traffic and, like, how you're following the path of the light.
That was an old, what is it called, PSA? A public service announcement where it was about kids riding bicycles and how important it is to look both ways and to make sure. And it was like from the 50s.
I can't believe I thought that was Charlie Brown.
I mean,
that's
crazy. It's from the era. I mean, was it Charles Schwartz?
Schultz
wrote during that time. So it's not
too far
off. You know what I mean? But
how did you even find that?
You get permission from Charles Schultz.
Right.
No, he's passed. Sadly. I think his estate is like closed down too.
Anyway, how
did I find that?
Yeah, the PSA. That seems really niche.
When I was going to doing my school psychology stuff, we would go and look at a bunch of like really old vintage videos that what's changed from then to now, how society adapted or what haven't we adapted to that was still a problem that's been said for this long until now. So it just kind of was one of those rabbit holes, and I thought it was really interesting that I can't remember, you know, I have friends that have kids and they're not telling their children about anything about crossing streets properly or walking people across the streets for help or anything. And I thought it was really interesting that
we used to care about that.
Yeah, well, the kids are staying at home and they're playing video games and stuff.
And not going outside. Right.
So it was like, it's very interesting to me to see the dichotomy of like what's going on and where we at now and where we've been.
That is crazy. I didn't really even think about that when I was listening to the song, but like the fact that kids don't go outside.
You shouldn't really think about it. But to me, that's where the rabbit hole ended up, and that's how it became. It's like, this fits perfectly into this bit. I mean, Slow Drive is about all the burnout kids in my small town that would just kind of drag the main street and just get high and drink, and that was it. That was the top of the game. And Eric has, in his small town, probably this exact same thing. So it's not like it's a irrelevant topic. It's just be better than that.
Right, yeah. And speaking of like going outside, I know you guys are like very into skateboarding, you know?
Well,
or not so much anymore.
Well, it's funny. It's like we got absorbed into that world because we toured with Agent Orange, that punk band. They took us under their wing, and honestly, we wouldn't be a band probably if they didn't take us on that tour when our engine blew up in our van.
Wow. So they took care of you because your engine broke?
Yeah, it blew up.
Well, they took us. We were on a 2.5-month tour with them, and I think the third show, we blew a piston in our engine.
That's scary.
And they were like, no, you got to replace the whole engine. It's like $6,000. And we're like, oh, no. So they were kind enough to let us ride in their van and use their gear so that we could continue to tour with them and earn enough money to pay that engine off.
Dang, that's so nice. Yeah, because otherwise tour might have been over for you guys there.
Our career may have been over.
Oh, wow.
Like, because at that point, we were not making enough money to really even merit paying ourselves or being able to like survive. So well, how old were we then?
What year was that?
We were young.
I think it was 2013, 2014.
Oh, cool. So like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was a while ago.
Crazy.
We were babies then. We were fresh and crisp.
But yeah, they Agent Orange is a big in the skateboard community. They got big from this video called Skate Visions in the 80s. This video of them playing on a half pipe with skaters skating on it and stuff. And they'd sell skateboards on tour and stuff. And so, yeah, we just gained a lot of fans from that tour and the guys in Agent Orange. So we just kind of kept moving with it. I was always the kid that hung out with the skaters but never picked up the skateboard. I was kind of too scared.
Yeah.
But
same. I fall off every time I go on a skateboard.
Yeah.
But I feel like punk and skateboarding is
totally
very related.
Through all that, we met this guy who owns a skateboard company and got hooked up with him, and we sent him some artwork. He printed some boards for us, and the rest is history.
Now we're playing skate competitions and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys were playing skate competitions?
Yeah, on the last tour we played a half pipe series.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That's pretty so cool. Fun. That's like, that seems like the perfect audience for this kind of music too.
Totally. Cause
like, I feel like skateboarding is very aggressive and this music is also very aggressive. It's just like a healthy way
of dealing with. Don't hurt anybody else. Just get it out. Your angst in other ways.
Yeah, true. Like, I don't know, screaming into the mic, hitting the drums really hard. That just seems very therapeutic in a way.
Totally.
I mean, we're kind of just mellow guys just in general.
Right.
So, I mean, we have problems too, you know, like everybody else. And this is a good outlet. So
people say, they watch us, they go, you guys need anger management. And we're like,
this is the anger management.
This is it. Thanks for coming to our session.
Thanks for coming to our therapy.
Thanks for paying us for our session. Yeah.
True. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one last thing before we get back to the music. This is a little random, but I know that you guys used to make like Christmas sweaters that were really interesting. Are those going to come back?
I've got an idea for this year.
Really? Is it like a yearly thing you can kind of try to do?
We only missed 1 year.
Hmm.
We've done 4 different types, so we've missed 1 year.
Yeah. I like the one with the elves. There's one with elves.
Elves
like,
killing Santa?
Yeah, killing Santa on the sleigh. I don't know if that's a good thing that I like that, but I thought it was interesting.
It's something that it looks like a Christmas sweater and you wear it to like a holiday thing and people are like, oh, thanks for showing up.
And they're like, oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's a little dark there.
Why is there blood around Santa?
True.
We just think it's funny. I don't know.
I think it's funny too. I'm glad you guys are going to keep that up. Yeah. Cool.
If you can't laugh at yourself.
Yeah. If you can't laugh at yourself, that's rough. Yeah. Anyways, coming up now is a brand new song, correct?
Yeah, yet to be recorded.
Yet to be recorded song by In the Whale. It's called Jeffrey.
Yeah, this is about Jeffrey Dahmer.
What's yours is mine!
Coming up now is Highways by local band In the Whale, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
I receive your message from beyond. I'm sending out signals to the void. I'm counting the stars to where you are. I'm making my way to the heart. To the heart. Me to your arms. Highway, highway, take me in, carry me to your arms. I send out my letters to the stars. I'm looking for answers in the north, the south.
KCSU Fort Collins, welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard Jeffrey and Highways by In the Whale. Thank you guys for coming in and playing all that music. Before you guys head out, do you have anything you want to let the Fort Collins community know about?
Yes, we are playing next Friday at the Downtown Artery. Should be a good time.
And that's Nate's birthday show, right?
Yeah, Nate's birthday show. Natapalooza is what we're calling it.
And we're hearing that they're closing, so please come out and support them one last time if you could. We really appreciate it. Oh, yeah. I can't say that.
No, it's okay. No. Downtown Artery's closing. It's a pretty sad time, you know?
It is a sad time.
Like one of the last shows they're going to have, so it is a good one to go out to if that's what you're into.
If you are, or if not, you know.
True. Nate's birthday party, good time to celebrate.
Yes.
Yeah. And that last song you played, Jeffrey, that was like a new song. Is there any new like music people can look out for in the future?
Plans to record early next year, so be on the lookout for that. Lots of great, big, exciting stuff we can't talk about right now. Keep an eye on
our socials.
Awesome. Good to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One in the galaxy.